We got a lot of great questions, but there's one that we need to end on.
Okay.
And then we can go to bed because
I'm tired.
Micah Parsons, would you consider it? And what is too much? Because the question, there's a couple Micah Parsons questions. This one's from Eric.
He says, can I reframe the question how I think it should be asked to us as people who talk about the Bills for a living?
Well, here's the question. If there was a way to afford it, would you rather get Terry McLaurin or Micah Parsons via trade? It's got to be Micah, right? So
oh, how would 100% you Micah Parsons.
Of course. Micah, 100%. Yeah, it's no question.
Okay, but this is where I always like to say to people, I say this to people on the radio. I think our jobs, you and I, yes, we can give opinions all we want. I think what fans really, to me, what's more valuable is what we think the Bills would do or should do, or what the Bills would do, right?
Yes.
Like how we think the Bills think about things, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I think is more valuable. Who cares what Sal Capaccio or Matt Bove think? We're not the GM. Mm-hmm. But we know the GM well enough or the way this team operates well enough to give an educated guess on what he's probably thinking about it, mm-hmm. at least how we interpret it. I would say with Terry McLaurin, when it comes to Brandon Bean, he would not be interested in bringing in Terry McLaurin, who's 30 years old already, for the kind of contract he wants. He's already demonstrated he does not want to do that with wide receivers at that age.
Yep.
We know that. So yep. I don't think that that's something that he's even probably interested in doing. I do think Micah Parsons would be very tempting for Brandon Bean. He's 26 years old. He's an elite pass rusher. It's exactly the kind of thing the Bills have been searching for high and low over the last several years, including Von Miller, including Joey Bosa. I do think that Brandon Bean would be interested in that. What I think would be really too hard for him to do, though, would be really not even the cost of trading for him. That might be like, okay, you got to swallow that, and does that really match up? Maybe he wouldn't be able to get there on price point for the actual assets given up. But mm-hmm. I just think it would be way too hard for him to sign him to a long-term deal because that's what Micah Parsons want. It is possible. It's not, I think, anything really likely enough to explore right now for us.
So I was doing a little digging and it seems like the ask is going to be around $45 million a year, which is quarterback money. Whew. And then the potential offer I was going to throw out, because this is going to be a fat offer for a team. Would you trade Greg Rousseau and 2 1s for Micah Parsons?
If I'm Brandon Bean?
Yeah.
I have to look at the finances. I think I would
because Greg Rousseau makes $20 million a year or ish, but like essentially half of what you would be paying Micah Parsons on a long-term contract and multiple first-round picks. You'd probably have to throw in some other stuff to make the money work and probably some other draft picks to level things out. But I think it's very unrealistic when you see somebody throw out, oh, the Bills should trade Curtis Samuel, AJ Epinesa, and a first-round pick, and they get back Micah Parsons and a fourth and a fifth. It's like, no. We're talking about a guy who's 26 years old, who has a boatload of sacks already, has already been a three-time All-Pro. This is as good of a pass rusher as there is mm-hmm. in the NFL at an unbelievably young age.
I don't think Brandon Bean would do it.
I don't think he would either. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think you mm-hmm. would. If I was Brandon Bean, I would do anything I could to get Micah Parsons. No player on my team would be untouchable besides Josh Allen. Like, I don't think you would trade Dan Dawkins. I don't think you would trade Spencer Brown. But after that, Micah Parsons is elite.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah, I think it would probably be worth it because of the window you're in and you're trying to win a Super Bowl right now. I think we also know that this GM really values those draft picks and to try to stay competitive for the next 5 years with Josh Allen as his quarterback. That's really the goal. The goal is over the next 5 years to win a couple Super Bowls, at least win one, obviously. But I mean, because that's what we know about how they've operated with these contract extensions. I think this organization believes they have 5 years to win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen in his prime. Yeah.
And you could make
the argument one or two ways here now. You could say, well, then you go get Micah Parsons now because he's 26 and that's going to give you your best shot because if your window is 5 years. You could also say, yeah, but those first round picks over the next couple of years that are extremely valuable to the next 5 years of what you're trying to do here while you can balance the rest of the roster financially.
Mm-hmm. You need those cost controlled players who are expected to produce for you. And that's what first round picks ultimately are. And I don't disagree with any of that. I just think sometimes you need to have dudes. The Bills have one of the biggest dudes in the NFL with Josh Allen on offense. Mm-hmm. Defensively, really haven't had that. Have good players. Don't really ever have great players on that. Well, that's harsh. They have great players. They don't have that. They don't have elite. Micah Parsons is a top 10 defender in the NFL. If you have that on your team with Josh Allen, that is that's Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones, right? That's better than that, probably, because Micah Parsons is that good. I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they'll pony up what it would cost. But if they did, I would absolutely praise the decision. I think it is such an indicator that you are trying to win right now, and I'll never fault somebody for doing that.
What do you think about Terry McLaurin? Do you agree with what I said? This is just not something they would do.
Yeah, like Terry McLaurin, just a little too old. He's going to get way too much money.
Yep.
He's, you know, probably wants more than he's valued. I had this conversation in the press box before practice today. Feels like Terry McLaurin is like a, he's not a top 10 receiver, but he's in that 10 to 15 range, which is still mm-hmm. a really, really good player. But given his age and what he reportedly wants, that's too much money for somebody there. They moved on from Stephon Diggs when he was younger than what Terry McLaurin is now. So I just don't necessarily see that happening.